I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. Tonight, a nurse who is not infected with Ebola, who's not sick, who does not have a fever, squares off against the governor and his state troopers who want her to stay locked inside her home under quarantine. Let's get started. Take a look. This is the scene right now in the tiny town of Fort Kent on Maine's Canadian border, Casey Hickox's boyfriend's home. A pair of state police cruisers are parked outside. Inside, Ms. Hickox, who, you'll recall, was first confined to a tent outside a hospital in Newark, New Jersey, then was allowed to go home to Maine, where she's now vowing to break her quarantine there. Now, it bears mentioning and repeating, she has twice tested negative for Ebola. So she's not contagious. She doesn't have Ebola. She has not tested positive. We're expecting to receive video of a statement she just made, as I said. She spoke earlier on NBC's Today Show.
You know, I don't plan on sticking to the guidelines. I remain appalled by these home quarantine policies that have been forced upon me, even though I am in perfectly good health and feeling strong and have been this entire time completely symptom free. If the restrictions placed on me by the state of Maine are not lifted by Thursday morning, I will go to court to fight for my freedom.
Well, Maine's Governor Paul LePage says Ms. Hickox has been unwilling to follow CDC guidelines, even though those federal guidelines actually say she should not be quarantined. The state is seeking a court order confining her to home. Today, surrounded by healthcare workers, many of whom have been back from West Africa for less than the 21-day incubation period for Ebola, President Obama had some tough words on these quarantines.
When I hear people talking about American leadership, and then are promoting policies that would avoid leadership and have us running in the opposite direction and hiding under the covers, it makes me a little frustrated. We're at our best when we are standing up and taking responsibility, even when it requires us making sacrifices. America has never been defined by fear. We are defined by courage and passion and hope and selflessness and sacrifice and a willingness to take on challenges when others can't and others will not.
The chief medical correspondent, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, was at the event. He joins us shortly. But first, one of Casey Hickox's attorneys, Stephen Hyman, is here with me in New York. Thanks so much for being with us. There's a lot to talk about. First of all, I just want to clarify a few things. The state now is going to court to mandate that she be quarantined. Is she going to fight that?
Yes.
Without
but there is no way to fight it right now. This is ex parte at the moment. They're going to a judge, apparently, saying whatever they're saying. I've seen no papers. No papers have been served on Casey. This is all within the domain of the government of Maine to do what they think they're supposed to do.
Now, there are state troopers outside her house. If she tries to leave, or her boyfriend said, if she tries to leave that place, will they arrest her?
I don't know what the order's going to say. I don't know what the circumstances will be. But it's clear that the troopers are not there to protect Casey.